Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Welcome, everyone. Jen Bunk here, CEO of the PeopleStack. And it's another week, which means it's a new topic for the PeopleStack podcast. This week, I want to talk about stress, overwhelm, and burnout. It's been quite some time. It's been 6 months or so since I've talked about burnout and stress and overwhelm as the main topic in this podcast. So it's due time to talk about it again, especially because for most of us, we're still in the middle of COVID. We're still in the middle of this global pandemic, wondering what's on the other side of this. As we move closer and closer to the end of 2020 and to the beginning of 2021, we're wondering, what is this going to mean for my career, for my life? And that definitely brings stress. It brings an added level of stress and an added level of, I'm not sure what's going to happen. So how am I going to deal with this? And this is on top of all of the other stressors you're already dealing with, whether it's work-related, career-related, money-related, relationship-related, physical health-related, mental health-related, whatever it might be, all of the stressors, it's the perfect storm right now out there. It's the perfect storm for all of those stressors to come crashing down and result in feelings of overwhelm and burnout. And the thing that I want to focus on this week is not necessarily the obvious burnout. Because I know that there are those of you who know that you're burnt out, or at least on the edge of it. And for most of you, you've already reached out for help. And if you need career help, you've already reached out for help from us. And we've heard your stories and we're helping you. And as hard as it is to be in a place of burnout, where you know that you are burnt out, your head is underwater, it's so obvious that you need help. It's hard. Trust me, I know. You've already experienced that straw that broke the camel's back kind of situation, whether it was you lashed out at your partner, at your husband, at your wife, and you said many, many things that you now regret, and possibly even broke through some walls, physically broke things in that anger, in that fear, in that despair, through that stress. And you've possibly ruined relationships as a result. Irreparable damage has been done to your relationships with your loved ones. Or perhaps the straw that broke the camel's back was you ending up in the ER, you ending up in an urgent care facility, wondering why you fainted, wondering why you're in so much pain, wondering why it's been weeks since you've been able to sleep. Wondering why you have old injuries that weren't bothering you for years and suddenly you're in extreme pain again. Or whether it's just that feeling of, I have no freaking energy. I do not even want to get out of bed in the morning. Nothing. Not even my kids, not even the thought of the smile on my kid's face, not even the thought of, you know, being able to make a difference in the world, not even the thought of engaging in your favorite hobbies, whatever they may be, nothing is enough to get you out of bed in the morning. And so while it's really hard to go through that, the shining light there, the light around that dark cloud is that at least now you have clarity that you need to fix this, and you're gonna fix it. You've already started to fix it. And if you're in that place and you haven't started to fix it yet, and this is at all career related, and if you're listening right now, it is, because you wouldn't be listening to this if part of the struggles right now that you're going through are career related, and you're in tech and you want to upgrade your career, you know how to reach out to us. You know how to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. And so I'm talking to you. I know for those of you who are experiencing extreme stress, extreme burnout, right now, I want you to know that we see you and we hear you and we care for you and we're here for you. We're here to help. The other group of people who I want to speak with are those of you who are not there yet. You're stressed. You might even say that time to time you're overwhelmed. But if you were asked if you're burnt out, you would say, oh, no, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. I'm okay. Things are fine. I'll deal with it. You're the ones that I'm speaking to right now. Because if you ask your friends who have gone through the extreme effects of burnout, relationships ending, ER trips, extreme depression, extreme overload, extreme fatigue, extreme pain. If you ask your friends about it, the one thing that they will tell you is you do not have to let it get that bad. Learn from me. I went through this, so you don't have to, my friends. You don't have to let it get that bad. I did, and trust me, I learned from it. But you know what? You don't have to just keep trudging along with it's okay and I'm stressed, but I'm not burnt out yet. Here's the thing. It's kind of like hunger. It's kind of like thirst and dehydration. If you're already hungry, if you're already feeling the effects of dehydration, like, you know, maybe your lips get a little bit chapped, maybe you're just feeling, maybe you get that dehydration headache, your throat starts to feel a little bit, you know, dry. You're already past the point. You've already been dehydrated for hours. And now your body is telling you in a way that you cannot ignore, drink some water. So if you're already feeling stressed, but you're like, nah, I'm not burnt out yet, you're gonna be if you don't fix it right now. Because that's what happens. Your body, your emotions, your world has a way of letting you know, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention until you can't not anymore. But you don't have to let it get that bad. And so the thing is, burnout, we can be blind to burnout. It can be this silent destroyer of your career. Because you can't see it. You can't put your finger on it and say, yeah, I'm burnt out, until it's past the point where it's too bad. You can't see it. And sometimes you can feel it. But because we're so strong, because we're so committed, because we're so intelligent, and we want to keep moving forward to achieve our goals, because we're so good at coping with stress, we've become really, really good at coping with stress almost too good. That silent destroyer, burnout, is there. It's lurking and you don't see it and you don't feel it and you don't hear it until it slaps you in the face. And then you have to pay attention to it. So the question then becomes, how do you see it? How do you hear it? How do you feel it, taste it, touch it before it gets to you bad? That's what I want to talk about today. Because I guarantee you, if you're feeling somewhat stressed right now, if you don't fix it and if you don't fix it soon, your career is going to suffer for it. Your finances are going to suffer for it. Your team is going to suffer for it. Your family is going to suffer for it. All because you think it's okay and it's not that bad. And oh, burnout, that's for other people, not me. That's not going to happen to me. So don't let that happen, because it will happen. Don't tell yourself the lie that it won't, because it does, and it happens to the best of us. So how do you see burnout sneaking up on you? Number one is to ask yourself, what am I tolerating? What am I tolerating in my life, in my career, with my stress levels? So what are you tolerating in your career right now? What are you saying? It's okay. Could be better, but you know, COVID. Is it how much you're making? Are you tolerating your salary? Are you tolerating your paychecks? Are you tolerating your bonuses? Are you tolerating the recognition or lack thereof? I'm making 80K a year, 90K a year. I'm just on the verge of 100K. I'm actually really happy with that. I never thought I would ever be making more than six figures anyway. It's all good. I'm good with that. If you really take a look at it, you realize you're tolerating that. Because if you really allow yourself and dare yourself to dream, you know that you're capable of earning 150, 200 plus K a year. But you protect yourself from that in order to cope with it. It's okay. So you're settling. You're settling for 80, 90, 150K a year when you know you're capable of doing more. So you're settling for lower paychecks, for lower bonuses, for lower rewards, so that you can feel better about the fact that you're underrecognized, so that you can feel better about it, so that you don't have to feel that incongruence between what you're making and what you know you're capable of. Are you settling for how much you're getting paid? Are you settling for the impact that you're capable of making? It's really hard right now because we're all working from home and my one-on-ones aren't as good as they used to be. But it's really hard to do a great one-on-one on Zoom. Everybody says so. So I'm doing the best that I can. But you know what? The fact that my team members keep canceling or rescheduling their one-on-ones, and the fact that I can't even get 2 minutes with my boss, obviously I'd like to talk with them more, but it's all okay. And it's all temporary anyway. This is all just going to get better after COVID is over. Once we can all talk in person again, because it's not possible to manage remotely anyway. And other BS like that. What BS stories are you telling yourself just so that you can cope with the fact that you're tolerating less impact than you know you're capable of? Because again, if you really dig deep and tap into that superhero badass leader that you know is lurking inside of you, you know that you're absolutely capable of leading remotely. You know that you're absolutely capable of connecting with someone on Zoom or whatever other video chat just as well as if you were there with them in person. you know that you're capable of giving your boss a piece of your mind and letting him know we need to chat. But you're not accessing that courage and that resourcefulness right now because you're settling and you're tolerating less impact than you know that you're capable of. How else are you settling in your career right now? Are you settling for less than your dream? Because if you're living anything less than your dream, you're settling. You're tolerating. You're tolerating life. Because our dream is our birthright. Our dream is only a tenth, a 100th, 1/1000th of what we're actually capable of. We are capable of so much, so much. And so if you have a dream to become a CIO, a CTO, to start your own business one day, that's only a fraction of what you're actually capable of. So if you're not doing that, or at least not moving towards it, you're selling. You're tolerating less than you're capable of. What are you tolerating? What are you tolerating in the rest of your life right now in terms of your relationships, in terms of your physical health, your physical well-being, your mental well-being? What are you tolerating? That's when you can begin to open up and shed the layers of coping mechanisms that hide the burnout, the stress, the overwhelm, the struggle. Ask yourself what you're tolerating. Also, ask yourself, what do I know will happen if this keeps up for another 3 months, for another 6 months, for another year? If you keep getting underpaid for the next 6 months, for the next year, how much money are you losing? It usually ends up being at least $3,000 to $5,000 a month. That's the money. You might as well just be putting it in the shredder. You might as well just be taking $3,000, $5,000 a month and putting it in the shredder, because that's what you're doing by settling, by tolerating, by not living your dream. How much more money do you want to put in the shredder, really? Because today can be the day that you decide to not tolerate this BS anymore and start living your dream. What's going to happen with your career, with your ability to build your legacy, if the current state of affairs continues for the next 3 months to 6 months to a year? You're never going to build that legacy. You're not going to retire from the C-suite. You're not going to retire as a leader of leaders. You're going to retire as you are right now. There's no more upward momentum for you. Because you're just going to continue living in the story of, this is all I can do. The world is against me. I can't do anything. I can't do anything about it. Because I guarantee you, after COVID is over, the universe is going to throw us another 1-2 punch. It's going to throw us another curveball. I guarantee it. Life is always going to keep happening around you. You can either argue with it, or you could take ownership and create your dream, your choice. What's going to keep happening if you keep settling, if you keep tolerating, living anything less than your dream? That's how you allow yourself to say, okay, I honor that I've been really good at coping with this, at compartmentalizing this, but I'm not going to let myself be blinded by the fact that I am capable of more. And I'm not going to tell myself the bullshit story that this is all I'm capable of anymore, because I'm not. I'm capable of way more. And the fact that there's a gap between what I'm making now and what I'm capable of making, the impact that I'm making now and what I'm capable of making, the legacy I want to build and the fact that it's not built yet, any gap that exists is simply an opportunity to build more strength, more resilience, more grit, more courage, more certainty along this path toward creating my dream career. That's what that gap means. Make it mean that, and you will look at the reality of what is going on in a brand new way, instead of hiding from it. Instead of saying, it's okay, I'm not really that stressed. Everybody around me is stressed, so everything must be fine. Do you want to do as good as your friends are doing, or do you want to do better? Even better, let's not even play the comparison game. If you close your eyes for a moment and take a deep breath and imagine your best future, a future of freedom, a future of joy, a future of peace and serenity, a future of amazing impact. Know that you can create that future, and you could start creating it right now. And it has nothing to do with what your friends are capable of or not. It has nothing to do about external circumstances. It has everything to do with your decision to take your career, grab your career by the horns and say, let's do this. Be in the driver's seat, put it into gear, and accelerate towards your dream career faster than you can ever imagine. And if that's what you're committed to right now, then we're here to help. Book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. If you know you're tolerating many, many things, you're putting up with them, and it's like a weight that's on your shoulder that you just want to lift it off. You don't want to tolerate anymore. You don't want to settle for less. You don't want to settle for a lower salary. You don't want to settle for a lower impact. You don't want to settle with mediocre relationships with your team, with your colleagues, with your family. If you're done settling, and if you looked at the future and said, oh, wow, I want to create a better, brighter future for myself, and I'm going to play a role with that. I'm not going to be one of those ones who just cruises through life in the passenger seat. I'm not going to ride shotgun anymore in my career. I want to be in the driver's seat. Then that's who we can help. And it's time for you to book a call with us, thatpeoplestack.com/book. Because look, if you're experiencing burnout already, definitely book that call with us. If you're on the verge of it, definitely book that call with us. If you're in that zone where it's not that bad yet, definitely book a call with us. Because guess where you're headed? You're headed on a train toward career disaster. And if you don't get off of it, it's going to crash because you're not in control. It's time for you to be in control of your career, not other people and not external circumstances. And yes, it takes grit. And yes, it takes a heart of gold, a heart of steel. It is not for the faint at heart. But that's what we're here to do is help you build, help you mine that gold, that steel, to build that identity, to build those beliefs. Because here's the thing, we're not magicians. We don't create something that isn't already there. It's already there. Our job is just to call it forth, to show you that you already are that badass, world-class technical leader. And we'll show you how to call it forth. To stand in your power as a leader and say, I am in control. I am living my dream right now. Join me. And Rob and I, we're living our dream right now. Let us show you the way. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Don't lie to yourself. Don't tell yourself the BS story that it's not that bad and it'll get better. Because this is your career. that we're talking about? Do you really want to leave that to chance? Or do you want to take control and build amazing opportunities, not only for yourself, but for others as well? That's all for the day. Talk to you again soon. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.